It's finished.
Oh, yeah?
Whoa, what is that?
The nano laser. A laser so nano you can write your name on the side of an atom.
Sounds like another neat invention from good old Tinker and Ben.
Oh, this is much more than just another invention, my friend. It's been a personal dream of mine to make this for years. Now I'm going to show you and our viewers how to...
No. You know, you've been working hard all week. We're taking you to the carnival.
Yeah! the nano laser is its own reward.
That's it. We're leaving, whether you like it or not.
But I could hypothetically run more tests.
Please. Ben?
Well, fine. I've earned this. To the carnival, then!
Yeah! Carnival! Carnival! Woo! Carnival!
Hey! No one's here! Didn't they know we were gonna do a surprise pickup soccer game today?
Maybe we could have a two-person surprise pickup soccer game.
With you? I bet you can't even do a dizzy spin kick.
Oh, really? Okay, we have to call Ben and tell him what we did.
No, we can't!
Ben worked really hard on this.
Please! I broke one of Ben's inventions just last week. And he said if I break anything else, he'll never let me back in the garage. I can't be let in.
Angela? Hello?
Okay, fine. Angela. We won't tell Ben.
Yes!
Though I think I've had a science breakthrough of my own. Fries taste better when you've had too many of them.
Well, that's not science, but I'm not complaining today. Life is just more delicious when you finish the nano laser.
Did somebody say nano laser?
Uh-oh, Ben. It's your science rival's Melon Flow.
What do you want, Melon Flow?
Just to know if what Ben claims to have made is true.
We've mastered the macro laser. We've mastered the micro laser. But the nano laser? Oh, that's confounded us for years.
Well, don't feel too bad. I'm sure lots of scientists wouldn't be able to figure it out. But I did. I carved the likeness of a genius onto the side of an atom.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Very good.
We owe you a congratulations, fellow scientist.
Oh. You've never called me fellow scientist before.
Why don't you come with us to the photo booth? We must commemorate your achievements.
Woo! Go have fun, you crazy science-loving weirdos.
That looks okay.
I really appreciate you doing this for me.
Well, this won't fool Ben for long.
What?
He'll know something is up when he tries to use it and gets glue on his hands.
We'll cover up our crime. We have to make it look like someone else destroyed it.
What?
Take that!
No! Sir!
Hey, guys, you should have been here earlier. You could have gone to the carnival with us.
Yeah, imagine if we had been here earlier. But we weren't.
Hey, Ben, you look happy!
I'm having a perfect day. All because of the biggest little breakthrough in laser tech yet. The nano laser.
Oh,
did you want to go that way? Because if you want to, you have the right of way. I could just go that way.
You two sure are clumsy. It's almost like you're trying to bump into Ben. But that's crazy.
Okay, listen. There's something important we have to tell you.
And it's just that I have to interview the most inspiring adult in my life. You.
Really? I don't even know what to say.
Let's go to my house, where my school supplies are. Also, because it's not here.
Hang on. I need to do one thing.
No, Ben, you...
There. Now I'm ready.
Let's get out of here. Finish the job.
Aw. It's good that we're not telling Ben the truth. If we did, he'd get mad. And what friend would want to make another friend mad? A bad friend. And I am not a bad friend.
Yes, you are, Angela. Not telling me the truth makes you a liar. And liars are bad friends. Bad friend. Bad friend. Bad friend.
Help me, Angela. Why?
Something to tell you.
Not now. My nano laser has been destroyed.
I am so sorry. We were just...
How dare someone do this?
Wait.
If they just broke it and fessed up, that would be one thing. But to do a terrible job trying to fix it, did they think I wouldn't notice? Did they think I wasn't here?
Maybe they were afraid you'd be mad?
Don't defend them! Nano, you will be avenged.
No! Wait, Ben! I was gonna say... I'm so sorry.
Angela, are you okay?
I'm the most not okay ever! I broke Ben's laser! I smashed it when I was doing soccer spin kicks with Ginger!
Hey! Don't drag me into this!
I'm the worst friend ever!
You broke the laser? That can't be, because I broke the laser. I accidentally snapped off a piece when I was practicing my limbo moves.
Yeah! Woo!
Uh-oh. So I had to glue it back on. That's why I took Ben to the carnival.
Hang on. I thought it was me who broke it. I used it as an onion ring holder and accidentally melted part of it. I tried to fix it with chocolate. That made it smell better, but didn't solve the problem. That's why I was so happy to go to the carnival with you. And also because, hey, it's the carnival.
So we all thought that...
Yeah, we're all guilty.
Right. But who does Ben think did this?
Oh, no. This is not good.
We owe you a congratulations, fellow scientists. I'll give them something to congratulate.
Come on, run faster!
Hello, Macro Laser.
It's time to invoke Isaac Newton's bonus law. For every act of science sabotage, there is an act of science revenge!
No!
Ben, stop! Now come! Revenge stops for no one! Move!
It wasn't Mel and Flo who broke your nano laser, Ben! It was us!
It was you?
Yeah, I limboed it and a piece snapped off.
I used it as an onion ring holder and a piece melted.
And I did a soccer spin kick and all the pieces shattered.
I did nothing.
I assumed it was sabotage, but it was just clumsiness.
Uh-oh.
The alarm!
Someone tripped the alarm! Ben, is that you?
Oh,
inventions, our research. You are going to regret.
Uh-oh. Looks like our dishonesty has consequences after all.